Okay, so today's daf, daf tesvav, we're holding 19 days in Sfirat Omer, and we're in Sefet Chagiga, Shnat Tavshin Samar Zayin, and we're up to the Tana Rabbanan, which is six lines down from the top. Tana Rabbanan Ma'aseh B'Rabbi Yoshua Ben Hanani, Shahaya Omed Al Ma'aleh B'Har Abayit. It's continuing the story of Ben Zoma, whose mind was damaged by his knisa lepardes. So once Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya sees the Ben Zoma there, and while this is while he was standing on one of the stairs going up to Har Habayit, and Ben Zoma did not stand up in front of him. So he realized that he's like, he's got his mind somewhere else. Oh my Lord, may I in a lion, Ben Zoma? Where exactly are you coming from and where are you going to? So Amar lo tzofeh hayiti bein mayim elyonim l'mayim atachtonim. There I was, my mind suspended between the waters above the Shemayim, the waters underneath, which is the Rakia, which is the nice gracious on Yom Sheni. And vein bein zele zele shalosh etzbaot milvat. And I found that the distance between the two levels of creation that the Rakia separates is only three etzbaot. Shinema v'ruach Elohim merachefet al pnei hamayim. In the lashon of merachefet, as we'll see in the Yerushalmi, we learn out arochefet al gozalav. Kineshi yayir kino. Over there, the lashon is a concept of a bird that's hovering. So the same way that a yonah hovers over its children, over the eggs or its chicklings, the inano god doesn't touch them. So too with the two heavens, the heavens suspended over the earth. So Rabbi Yeshua turned to his Talmidim. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua Talmidav, Adayin ben Zoman bibachutz. He's still out of it. This guy's still out of it. Mirchbe. Actually, in Yerushalmi it says bachutz means he's going to die. Bachutz lo'elam. It says a few days after this ben Zoman died. Mirchbe. Ruach Elohim merachefet al pnei hamayim. What kind of craziness is bringing a raya from the words Ruach Elohim merachefet al pnei hamayim, which was before Havdalah? That was took place on the first day. Bereshit bara Elokim. This is Ruach Elohim merachefet al pnei hamayim. What's bring a raya from before Havdalah to what is after Havdalah? Same atavi biyom harishon. Havdalah was only biyom hasheni. Tachtivayim avdil bimayim lomoyim. So how is he supposed to bring a riot from one to the other? The Kama, what's the truth? Amar Rav Yaakov Kimolo Nima. It's a hair's breadth, not three etzbaot. But what an Amar Kiguda de Gamla. If you build a bridge, and you're putting now pieces, you're laying logs or boards across the framework of the bridge, there's always a little bit of a space, so that a bridge isn't solid. That space between two boards is the distance between the two elements of the Rakia. Marzudra, the Tema Ravasyama, the Tregulime de Prisiyadadi. It's like you put two blankets, one on top of the other. And you said they're touching, but they're not one. There's a distance between them. Or some say Ketrekas de Srifiyadadi. You take two cups, glasses, you turn one upside down and put it on the edge of the other. So there's a certain molecular distance between, there's a space between one and the other. It isn't sealed. That's the point. It's not airtight. It's not watertight. So you may not see any distance, but there's a distance there. And that's what the Havdalah is all about. And then we get to Ach. Now Ach was created from the Tiod. Alava katuva omer, al titenet picha lachatiet besorecha. Don't allow your mouth to speak too much and get you into trouble. The Pashto says that's referring to Nedarim. Midrash, if somebody makes a neder, can end up losing his boser. If it doesn't pay off his neder, so his wife will die. And my he, what happened with Acher? So when he was Nichlas Lepardes, he saw the Chazam Mitat, saw that the Malach Matat, not really supposed to say the name, the Arizal says. People are generally makbid not to say the name of Malachim Bichlal, but Reb Shlomo Zalman said he doesn't know of any real mucker a reliable Boker Natsim, like we had Sandal phone before. He doesn't see any Boker Natsim.
We say Gabriel all the time.
Huh?
We say Gabriel and Michoel, we say those names.
There's a sorry. It's different. Sorry, but different. But Matat, people are Makbid on because the Sar Ha'ilam, so it's easy to come Liday and Shishmi Bekirbay, it says. Shmi Bekirbay. Shmi Bekirbay, which means Zoyer on his shame also. Okay, so in any event, we saw the Malach Matat, the Siavi, the Rishusan of Meitav. He was given Rishusan the Shemayim to sit in order Lamichtav Zachavata of Yisrael. So he would be able to write down the Schusim of Yisrael. Omar, so Acher said, how is he allowed to sit? Yemirna, the Lamala, lo Avi, lo Yeshiva, lo Tachrut, lo Oref, lo Ipui. What I was Makabal for my Rabbi is that in the Shemayim, there's no yeshiva. There's no competition. There's no back. It's all face. It's like a mechayas. Every direction you turn, they had a face. Maybe chas v'shalom shtei rishuyotim. Maybe matat. It's not just a malach that's empowered. It's not just a messenger. Because if he's a messenger, what's he sitting for? It must be that he has powers. The powers were given to a malach to be manig the world. In which case, it's like two rishuyas. So afkulam matat v'machir shikin v'tzvinura. So first of all, they took matat out on the space, on the spot, and they beat him with 60 laser beams. Remember my time at Kichazit lo kamta mikame? How come when you saw Acher, you know that these humans are insane. So you saw a human up here, you should have stood up when you got to give him a place for. So basically they pulsed him. That's pulsinura, these light pulses, just to prove to Acher that Matat's no better than anybody else. Well, you know, he'll get his punishment to Ilu. Anyway, because of that, so Matat was given Rishus because of the way that he was Gerim Ra Lamala to erase Acher's Zchuyas. Acher referring to Elisha ben Avuya, it wasn't yet called Acher, so maybe the Gemara writes this Hashem Ha'atid, or others say that it's already recognized in the Shemayim, but in any event, we're using the name Acher. Yosta Batko V'yamra, at that moment the Batko came out that Acher was privy to, it's a Shuvu Bonim Shovavim Chutz Mi'ar. Now there's no Shuva for Acher, so he was given a sense of an Hashemayim, it wouldn't do him any good to do Shuva. And Zegir says, Yodas Kvodi Moradvi. Since Acher had such deep insight, nonetheless, he was married, so he doesn't have, it's not Shaykh to do Shuvan.
But what exactly was he married again?
And he said there were two Rishuyas.
Even though, but he didn't say Chas V'Shalom.
Fine, but that's if he wants to think about it, let him think about it. What is he said it. He said that saying it is Marie, that's without the tennis picha. You work it out, you have a kasha, you work it out. My sending is at the Gemara. The Gemara said the thing that was really guiding him to be at Zatar B'Sro was that he saw, some say he saw the tongue of Chutz B'Zaturgeman in the mouth of a kelev, the elder was the Gamma B'Nesadin, or that he saw somebody with that was being Mekayim, two mitzvahs at the same time of Ki Yichayecha V'Rechemecha, and the person dies as he's coming as well. It's ridiculous. Whatever. But I mean, obviously, it's not the Gemara's Mekatsa, the various elements. I mean, the man was obviously very, very complex psychologically. I mean, it traces back in Yerushalmi, the Omaisa, that when he was an infant, the Chachamim came to his house and they were learning. And it wasn't such a religious house, but they were learning there. And the fire came out from the Kerech HaTorah, and the father said, that's hot stuff, I like that. So, you know, I'll send him to learn too, but it was Kula Shalom Hashem Shemayim. The Mekor was Shalom Hashem Shemayim, ended up without Yerush Shemayim. Whatever, but it's a lot of, Acher is a big sugya. But in any event, he hears this Paschal. So, Omar, Hoyal V'Yitrit, who governed who Alma? Look, life is either for Elam HaZer, for Elam HaBov. And that the Gemara says, you can't waste your life. So So the world was only created for people who live to their utmost. If you're going to live in Olam HaZeh, you have to live to the utmost. You can't waste opportunities to have fun in Olam HaZeh. And if you're going to give up Olam HaZeh, you can't waste opportunities for Olam HaBa, but you can't waste your life doing nothing. So he said, look, if I'm not going to have Olam HaBa, so I should use this life as much as possible. So Leifet Lissana Mi'Alma, I should go out and enjoy my time in this world. Nafak Achro Tarbus Ron, at that point he went out in the wrong direction. So Nafak, he goes out now from Paradise, Ashkach Zayna, the first thing he does is he finds a Zayna Tava. He wants to hire her services. Omar Leh, she's shocked. She says, well, Ava Misha ben Avuyat. Aren't you like the famous Misha ben Avuyat? I mean, you're supposed to be like a Gadol B'Torah. Okar Puglal and Isha B'Shabbos. It was Shabbos. And he bends down and he rips out a radish from the ground. It was a Machal Shabbos. And he gives it to her. So she sees it can't be that it's, this guy's stuck off his rock. Omra Akaru, so she said, she was the one who said, this can't be a Lishman of Uyah, this is like another, this guy's got a split personality, somebody else. Shol Akaru, Rabbi Meir, Akaru, she got to the Targus Raza. Akaru asked, we'll see later on that Rabbi Meir continued to be a Talmud of Akaru even after he went off the Derech. So Akaru asked him once, what do you think the Pshat is in the Posse? Gamet Zelu Umat Ze Asa Elohim. That God creates things in parallel. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create only one type of thing. There's different levels in the world. There's Harim that are massive. You have Mount Everest. So there's Gvaot, there's little hills also. There's Yamin, massive oceans. There's also little rivers. That's not the way, Rabbi Akiva. I know you hold very much this Akiva character. You've been learning him by him. But he doesn't say that. Rabbi Akiva Rab Chaloh HaMakaf. Here's what he said. You may note that this defines my situation. Kadosh Baruch Hu was very tzaddikim. He's very rishayim. Not my fault. And he's Baruch Anid and he's Baruch Enim. So Zelu Maseh. So you have a world of good, you have a world of bad, you have a world of tzaddik, a world of Rishay, a world of Gan Eden, a world of Gehenim. It's all a question of how you were created. Kol echad v'echad yesh lo shnei chalakim. Now every human being has got two portions. He's got a portion in Gan Eden, and he's got a portion in Gehenim. Zachat tzaddik natal chakov echel chavero b'Gan Eden. The tzaddik who is zocher to two chalokim. We'll bring a raya from the pasuk. Nitchayev rasha, rasha is mekalko. He takes his chalak and his friend's chalak in Gehenim, and in the end, everything basically balances out. Omra mesharsha maik ra. Where do we see this in the pasuk? By tzaddikim, it says lachem ba'artzam mishnei rasha. So you see. That there's a Mishnah means that there's two Chalokim. Simchat Olam Tiyalayim, that there'll be, that's everlasting joy is referenced to Gan Eden. Whereas by Rishayim, it means that there's two Chalokim, Nizokhet, to both of those Chalokim. By Rishayim, got Rishayim, see? You have the same Lashon. It says, Mishneh Shivaron Shavrim. Double a crushing, a breaking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them. Double a crushing means two Chalokim. In Gehenna.
Does that mean that when you said he gets the portion of his friend?
The one who ended up being Zeich in the extra chelik, and that was balances out in the end because the Rush.
So the guy that went to the guy the Russia, so right. The Tzaddik got his part of the good thing, the Russia got the Tzaddik's portion of the bad thing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. See how many one do.
We won't talk about which one.
So that's the pshat that I know. Then Acher has another question to Rabbi Meir. Acher, she hits the Targus Roy. When it says Lo Yarchen Azahav Uskuchit, you understand that passage? Talking about Divrei Torah, huh? You tell me Lo Yarchen Azahav. It's obviously Uskuchit. I mean, if gold is not can't buy the chashivas of Torah, it's a glass. I mean, obviously, glass is not going to be as valuable as gold. But Tumurato Kli Pads. Doesn't mean lo ya'archenu that the Torah can't be bought by gold or glass. It means that gold, that eu divrei Torah shekashim liknos, they're very expensive. but they're like glass, but they're easy to break, so you can lose the great terror. So Acha said to him, now, Rabbi Akiva Rab Chalom Acha, he said, Kli Kzav, Kli Spuchis, Afa Pishanishbur Yeshlam Takona, that's the way you should be looking at it. So Af Talmud Chocham, Talmud Chocham, Afa Pishasarach, even though he went bad, Yeshlam Takona, because his terror is like gold and like glass, a golden glass, of course you can melt him, you can fix him.
I don't understand. He just had kefir, but he still had good meaning. I mean, how could he keep his Torah?
Why not? What's the?
I thought the.
This is the common. Common. The time of that scholar. Torah is Torah, but you know, I mean, my Ashkosh was not exactly. They used to laugh at Slabodka all the time because I had so many minim over there. He's very interesting. My grandfather's Atzal ended up living by the altar of Slabodka in his home. His first roommate was the one who started the seminary, the conservative seminary. But JTS. Famous Talmud Chacham of Slabodka started the seminary. And he ended up taking him to a movie. In those days, to go to a movie, Rechmanel Atzlan. So the altar found out about it, so he immediately took him out of the room and brought him into his house.
Great grandma.
Yeah, to protect him from the hashpah of the Lieberman. To protect him from the hashpah. But that's the things that were going on in those years. So all kinds of characters. They didn't like it. It was a guy who didn't like chat in the Tesis. He would tear out the Tesis. So they asked him, well, you're ruining the other side. He said, Oy Larosh, Oy Lashkenosh. Smart people. A little bit cool.
Who was this gentleman
who
started the seminar?
Lieberman. Rabbi Lieberman. Oh, that's used to be called Al Shmo. I forgot his first name. Famous. He wrote the Tosefta. He did the Tosefta. Yeah, it's here in this room. Look over there. I can't see with these reading glasses. Take a look at that. You'll see in this room. See what I forgot. Just flipped out of my mind for a moment. Anyway, so this is what Acher tells himself to Rabbi Meir. So when Acher is being Ram, is that even he, Acher, has takona because he's like Zavus Rufus. So Rabbi Meir said to himself, if that's the pshat, why don't you do Judah? Oh, my love, for me it's not going to work. I'm different because I mean, what can I do? There was once a story that Acher was driving his horse on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir was walking along to learn Torah. You know, it was a funny situation. One guy's in his car, he's walking, he's teaching him. So anyway, so they get to a point, and he says, "I'm a Meir, chazor le'acharecha, Meir, you should go back because kvashiyati b'kvesus, according to my odometer over here, we're holding by the Tchum Shabbos. You should go back because I've been counting the number of steps of the horse. I know that we're up to the Tchum Shabbos. At Kham Tchum Shabbos, you should go back." So he says to Acher, "You should also go back. You go back and do tshuva. Avata chazor b'cha." Oh my love, look, I've said to you already, so Rabbi Meir says, it's ridiculous when you hear a crazy pastor, your whole life, I'm going to drag you in, we're going to ask kids to say a pasuk. You know, you'll see, they'll be sick and come out good also. No problem. He grabs him and he goes, brings him into the base of Medrash. Tells the kid, hey kid, come here. Circle psukecha. What pasuk you reading? Go ahead. Tell it to him. Oh my Lord, Ein Shalom Amar Hashem Lurushar. Ah, never mind. Wrong pasuk. I will make Nishtach really brings him to another bit of Knesset. Hey kid, Sotim Sukecha. I'm like, Im Dechap Sibin Heter Vatar Bilach Bori Dichtam Avonek Lefanai. Oh, shut up. Not too much. I will make Nishtach read. Anyway, goes to another bit of Knesset. Says to a kid, come here. What are you learning? Omale, va'at shedud mata siki to b'shishani ki ta'adi adi zahav. You slut, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu referring to Klal Yisrael, you slut. You're going to make a difference if you put on your pretty clothes, and you're going to put on your crown of gold, and you put on your eyeshadow. L'shot tityapi, it's not going to do you any good. It's useless. You'll never be beautiful again. Oy vey, it's terrible. I don't make any stuff. Keeps going and gets 13 different places. Kula paska luki aga. They're all telling him these horrible psukim. This was a big mistake. Anyway, the boss, we come to the last one, tells the kid, certainly psukech, huh? Oh, my lazy, so the rasha, my lahim, malacha, the saper, kuki. Oy vey, vey. Now, this kid had a little bit of a problem in enunciation. So it was megam game belishne. So it sounded as, instead of saying the rasha, it said Elisha Amar Elohim. So it sounded like he was saying Ule Elisha Amar Elohim. So some say that Elisha ben Avuya had one of those little Swiss Army knives with him, used to carry around. He decided to cut up the kid. So he cuts up the kid into 13 pieces and shattered in the place of Beit Knesset. He sends the pieces of the body around to the various Bate Knesset. This is the way you're going to treat me. Just it should be known I'm not to be treated this way, and there's not a chance for me anyway. The Ikari Amri, others say that he said, if I would have a knife, I would cut him. I didn't really cut him up. Anyway, he noch navshed the Akar when Akar died. So Amri and the Shamayim, they said, so what are we supposed to do with this character? Lo midin lidaina. Look, we can't take him to hell to be done in, but we can't take him to Olam HaBa either. We can't be made in him. Shem Dasik B'Raisis, Torah is too powerful. We can't take him into Din. And on the other hand, we can't take him into Olam HaBa. Mishum Dechota. This Rabbi Meir didn't like that. Meir said, it's not fair. Mutav Delodayne, it's Kedai for him to have his din, and then to be mitire him, and he'll get out of the harbor. I'm not going to let this go on. Matai Amud, oh, just can't wait till I die. Ele Hashan Mikivro, you'll see. We'll get the smoke pouring out of his kever. They'll take him straight into Gehenim. I'm going to bring him into El Mahabah. So, Kinach Nafshi to Rabbi Meir. When Rabbi Meir died, Shurida, Acher's kever started to smoke. So, Salak Kutcher Mikivro de Acher. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, that's really hot stuff. Gvuranta, you're really showing your power over here to burn your Rebbe up. That's a great Lemikle Rabbi. That's the most you can do for him. Chad Ave Beinanavot. We have one guy. We've got hundreds of guys in the yeshiva over here all the time. One guy went bad. So this has to be now the public spectacle of smoke pouring out of his camera. What, you're telling me we can't use our influence over here to save one guy? We can't help, we can't save him? Oh, Inak Tebiyad, if I grab him by the hand and march him straight out again into Olam HaBa, I dare anybody to try to stop him. Man Mermi Leiman, who's going to save him from me? Go ahead. I challenge you all. Zashur Matai Amut, when I die, that smoke is going to stop. Echabaya Shan Mikivroki, Nachnashim, Yashur enough for Rabbi Yochanan died. Acher's grave stopped smoking. So Potach Aleihu Savdana. There was a famous Savdana at the Hesped of Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Afilu Shemer HaPesach Lo Amad Lefanach HaRabbi. Even the watchman of Gehenim that ran away, saw you coming, wasn't going to try stopping anything. He marched Acher out of there, and nobody dared to try to stop it. Bitor shel Acher, she came along, and Acher's daughter, after his death, and she was very poor. She came to Rebbe, and normally Rebbe parnasini, and if parnasa, marla bat miat, whose daughter are you? So she said, Bitor shel Acher ani. But he said, Ein yesh mi zaro b'olam, you're kidding. There's children that survived. Haksiv lo nin, lo nechet b'yamo. Doesn't it say about Rishoyim that there's nothing left from them? Not children, not grandchildren, and no remnants. Omralah, so she said, you better watch out. We're talking about a great man. Miyad yarda ish, fire came down in Hashemayim. V'sichsecha safsalo. So Rebbe's chair started to burn. So Bochov, Yomar Rebbe, Rebbe started to cry and said, Malamid Ganim Bakat, somebody who used the Torah and ended up not becoming what he could have been from him, because Misgana through the Torah. So the Mishtapchim Balachas Kama Vakama, people, imagine what the scar is. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the covet of someone like Akher, imagine the schus of those who use the Torah to Mishtapchim Balachas. But how did Rebbe Meir learn Torah from Acher? I understand Rebbe Meir. He could go and turn with Pumini Acher. I thought, didn't Rabbi Bar Bachana say, we had this mice before, Ma'id Kotten, Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'id Echtiv, Ki Sifte Kohen Yishmru Da'at, Ve Torah Yivakshu Mipil, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakotu, which means, Im Dome Arav Lo Malach Hashem Tzvakot, Yivakshu Torah Mipil. So if the Rebbe is Torah, he keeps his Torah like a Malach, and then you can learn from it. Im la ba'ayim actually told you we had that mice before my covenant. That's remember they wanted to be matter, the tiny tribute to be matter, that guy, you know, the guy that ended up being stung and killed. So they should be matters. That's actually yes, the Kashmir and Gemara. How come they weren't matterims? And same way Rabbi Meir from, we'll see in a moment. But at Mashmir, you're not allowed to learn from it. But you walk in along when Acher's driving on Shabbos, and he's running to this, and it's like weird. Amar Reish Lakish, Rabbi Meir Krosh, Kach Bedorash. Rabbi Meir found a mocker in the Torah in which it said that it's okay for him to learn from Acher. What was the pasuk that he found? It says to Klal Yisrael, Hatoznev, it's a Ushma Divrei Chachamim, bend your ears to hear the words of Chachamim and note the strange end of the pasuk. It says, "V'lipcha tashit ladati." Put your heart to my opinion. Understand? It says, "Bend your ear to hear," but put your heart to my opinion. I said, "What am I bending my ear to hear? Then I'm supposed to be hearing from somebody who's going to be telling me your opinion." So I said, "Pshat, must be that there's two separate inyanim." In other words, ladatam lo nem. It doesn't say divrei chachamim to listen to the chachamim. Don't listen to the chachamim. Your heart should be what I'm telling you. So you see that you're allowed to use Chachamim for their information and their Torah, but not for the way that they're not for their opinions. So good. So that means over here, Acher may be an Apikiris and he's a Bechal Shabbos. I'll ignore that part and I'll listen. It says Hatos Nef. What we're going to see? We're going to see. Rav Chanina Amar Mi'achal. Rav Chanina says, found another pasuk. He found the pasuk that says, Shim'i Bat Re'i. Here, Klal Yisrael was told, I want you to listen, my daughter, and see. Vati Oznech. And bend your ear to listen and to learn. But Shikhi Amechu Beit Avich. But forget about where you're coming from. Okay, so you see again that there's two dargas over here. There's an Indian of taking what you can, but forgetting about its context sometimes. Anyway, Kosher Kriyadon, I mean, Lamaisa, Stira, I mean, on one hand it says that it has to be Sif Sekhain Yishmu Das, Malach Elokim, on the other hand it says, Ludatam, Lo Nemar, but Ludati, how do you explain that? Lo Kasha, Begad, Lo Bekat. It basically, it depends obviously on the individual. But if a person is capable on his own of recognizing what things to absorb and what things not to absorb, so he's an Adam Gadol. He can learn from anybody he wants. It's not you have to worry about the person influencing him in a bad way if he has his own opinions. He's able to stick to the truth. But somebody who is easily influenced is a Katan, is malleable. So that's what is referred to Tosfos. It must be that was the mice over there. Made Katan, the people that he was teaching, were not Anashim Gedele. Kiyosur Vdimi. Vdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, I'll tell you what they said in Eretz Yisrael, under Marava, that Rabbi Meir's approach was that he was Ochal Tachla V'shoda Shechul Levra. He ate, basically, the date, and he spit out the pit. When you eat a date, you have to eat the whole date. You have to swallow the pit. I mean, you don't swallow the pit. You can easily tell which part is a pit, which part is edible, which part is inedible. Rabbi Meir, basically, when he was learning that Torah, that's what he was doing. He could tell what's edible and what isn't. Dorash.
Isn't
that Gisel Chizrimon?
Amen. Isn't that Gisel Chizrimon?
Yeah. The Yerushalmi has the whole story a little bit different here before. Rabbi Meir was present when Acher was dying, and that he held that Acher was nifter mitoch tshuva, which was derived from a pasuk. Like what we'll see in the Yerushalmi, those who are learning Yerushalmi, there are minor differences in the story. There also uses the union of the Rimon, that the Rimon is full. Dorash Rova, my dechtiv oginat egoz yaradati. And it says oginat egoz. Well, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to the to a garden of nuts. I mean, why nuts of all strange things? We wrote be there on Yorcha. Lamanim Shiloh Tamirich Hachem Le'egoz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to a place, a gan, and it must be a place where people are learning Torah. So he's calling them nuts. No, a lot of nuts, but to call all of them nuts, what's the chance? So Lamanim Shiloh Tamirich Hachem Le'egoz. Say, you have a nut. So you find the nut that's been trodden down in the street. It's filthy, dirty. So what? So you take off the shell of the nut. The priest is completely protected. Nobody's not going to eat a nut because it fell on the floor. All you have to do is take off the shell. So no matter what, ein mashu betocho nimas, what's inside never gets wrecked. So af tamid chacham, af apish sarach. Maybe he went bad, but he's just a shell. I mean, the Torah inside of him is never an asset. Ain't Torah taught him asset? So Rabbi Bar Shila met Eliyahu HaNavi, and he asked him, "My God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on right now? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu very busy? What's he doing?" "Oh, my life, I'll tell you what he's doing. He's pretty upset with Rabbi Meir. He's busy saying over different halachas that people have been bechadish. Refuse to say anything, Rabbi Meir." "Amali, my, what's wrong?" "Rabbi Meir learned from Acher. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear from him." "Amali, am I? Rabbi Meir Rimon Matzah. This is what you were referring to. Rimon Matzah. He found a beautiful Rimon full of delicious things. He ate the inside of the Rimon, and he threw out the klipa. What's so bad about that?" And he had Makaris in the pasuk. So the Yoh said, "Very good. It's good you said that. Right now I heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Meir b'ni Eimer." He's saying over a mimer for Rabbi Meir, a mimer for Rabbi Meir that has a lot to do with this maisa. That b'zman, shadam mitzta'er, a person is being mitzta'er from his ancient, from his Yisurin. Shechina mala shana merit. So what does the Shechina say? Kilalani mizroi. Kilalani miroshi. Kilalani mizroi. I find, this is a drush where Rabbi Meir makes on kilalat Elohim talui. It's called kilalat Elohim talui. By lo talim yivlatol ha'itz. That it's called kilalat Elohim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers in the suffering of Rishayim. So this is quoting at this moment from Rabbi Meir. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzta'er al domam shel rishayim, kavachomer al domam shel tzadikim shenishpach. Ashke Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel finds Rabbi Yehuda who is going crazy. Talik b'ibn adash, the kabach, he's hanging on the door, the place where the door swings on, and he's crying in the Beis HaMedrash. "Oh my shinuna, my kabach, what's going on? Why are you crying?" Omar Lay, take a look at Pusik describes Tamir Chachomim that could go bad. It was a mighty Sibur Rabbona, Aye Sofer, Aye Shoker, Aye Sofer Tamid Dalim. What does that mean? Aye Sofer, we're talking about Tamir Chachomim, the Sofrim. So here, the Pasha is talking about that all of the big things the person makes and shows off, the end is going to attract the tax collector and the government. And so who's counting all of the fancy homes you're buying? I'll tell you who's counting. The IRS is counting. That's just going to tell here also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting all of these things. L'rabbis. And instead it's being remez also for Torah. So Ayei Sofer, these are Talmid HaChoyim, Yishar Yisofrim Kol Eishir Shabbat Torah. Ayei Shokel, when you have to weigh things. What do you weigh? Kal V'chomer. So you're weighing which thing is Kal, which thing is light, which thing is heavy. In order to make Kal V'chomer. So Shoklin Kal V'chomer Shabbat Torah. Yesoferet ha-migdalim, I mean, people build massive constructs, right? You build a yisod, one yisod builds on top of the others. It's a vast construct of the nature of Torah. These were people that say, Yeshanim Sholosh Meyes Halofes B'Migdal HaPereh Ba'Avir. The Migdalim themselves, which are only Pereh Ba'Avir, okay, this is the whole Indian in Kabbalah, B'Chlal, but the concept of the Migdal Pereh Ba'Avir, so it's the letter Lamed, similar to Migdal Pereh Ba'Avir, which also is all kinds of Ramazim. Again, it's not for the Parshas of the Daf, but there's a particular Indian. It's called Migdal Pereh Ba'Avir. Those who are mitkalkel, do not have yisod, and we call it today, like someone who lives in an ivory tower. It's a migdal pereh ba'avir. It's not disconnected. It's a migdal pereh ba'avir means disconnected. All kinds of structures that are not built properly on the ground. That's the pshat. It's always a remnant to someone who is miskalkel. We find it occurring for the first time by Kayim Vehevel in Kabbalah. So v'omer Rabami, Tlas Mea Bai, Boy Doid Vachitev of Midla Parabah. There were 300 different shilas that Doig and Achitevel had worked out in that Sugya Midla Parabah. And nonetheless, continues Rabbi, you want to know why I'm crying? Nonetheless, they have a Mishnah. It's a Shlosha Melochi. Varba'a Hed Yotot, and I'm Chedek Olam Abba. So Doig Vachitevel are listed among the Hed Yotos, along with Bilam. I mean, they don't have a Chedek in Olam Abba. The prisoner's whole life was terror. So it's hopeless. I mean, I'm not to have Yalom, but we have some hope. We, with our little games we play over here in the Beis HaMidrash, and we think it's big stuff, and the terror will be making Aleinu, and it's not worth anything. I mean, it's useless. Omarlei. So he said to him, Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinina. He's called Rav Yehuda Shinina, means sharpie. He was very sharp. Literally got sharp teeth. But it means his mind was very sharp. All of these guys, Doeg, Achitofel, Maizvah, Achav, it's something. Tina Haitabaliban. It's not that they suddenly went wrong. All along, there was something that was dirty in their hearts, that was muddy. They were never clear about what they were doing. They were always confused in their hashkafas. So, okay, they were learning, but it's not, if somebody is tamim, and he learns. The Torah will protect him. And you're a person that doesn't have these kind of issues. These people all had issues. They didn't have Yerushimani. They were muddy. You bring along your mud into the Divrei Torah. The Divrei Torah is not going to take away your mud. Adarabha, Torah can make things worse, right? That's the Zeisa Torah. Shasamesh means like poison. If it's not learned correctly, then it destroys you. How can you say that? Acher used to go around with his iPod all day long that was playing Zemri Yevani, the Pasim Yevani. The guy was all day long. He had these. It's interesting. Rashi says he was listening to music even though to Osir because of the Churban. So he didn't care about the Churban. That's a mikvah. My Shatanya is. What's the difference if it's Greek or other Mediterranean music? You know, boom, 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 who cares what it is? Why is it Zemri Yevani? He said, my short day, Zemri Yevani has to be Zappi Kursis music. It's music that was played along in plays, you know, that had to do with the fate and the place of man in the universe, which is connected out there. And so that's what he would listen to. So he was very moved by those type of things. I mean, he always had Ashkafer problem. And not only that, he would get up from here, we'd get so involved in his Torah, he forgot what was in his jacket. He picked up his jacket, lifted up his jacket, all these paperback books would fall out of his jacket. With all the modern philosophers involved in this stuff. I mean, so, Bishosh, Ayami, Besamedish, Harbe, Sifri, Minim, Nation, Mefeko, a lot of these philosophy books would fall out of his pocket. Clearly it wasn't so posh that this guy had. He had his problems all along. Again, the classic Slabodka picture, you know. Sifri Minim together with the Sifri Kedosh. Shon Nimus Agadius Rabbi Meir. Nimus Agadi, who was a dyer and a worker of materials, a weaver. So he was very shocked by this. Kol Amad and Nachis Liyora Solika. I mean, what happened over here to this guy over here that you learn with? And people that put the cloth into the dye. I mean, doesn't it come up dyed properly? I mean, So these people are dipped into the Torah. It should penetrate their hearts, their material, so to speak. Same way I put something into a dye vat, you pick it up and it's the dye comes out evenly if you prepare it properly. It's all well done. Is that that what happens with Torah, or is this really a problem? So Rabbi Meir said, look, same thing as dying, exactly the same thing, as you know. The command of Inaki Agav Ime Solik. If the wool is clean when you bring it in, and then when you put it into the dye is absorbed. But if the wool isn't clean when you bring it in, the dye isn't absorbed properly in that area. That's why I have to take such good care when you do the dye. Somebody starts learning Torah and his heart isn't clean, so the Torah is not going to penetrate into those areas. So therefore, what's the rias? A person to gadol b'Torah, he could still be completely unaffected.
In terms of his hashkafa.
In terms of his hashkafa, in terms of his midas, in terms of, I mean, it's a davar pashut. I mean, the gadol b'Torah, Rav Benefat wasn't the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world. I mean that the Torah is made on Simla Chadash and so on. What does that prove? Somebody can be a Talmud Chacham, be the worst possible person. It happens all the time. They can't bring a riot from a person's godless patera to his lay. Okay, I think Rabbi Akiva will wait till tomorrow because it's a long sugya. Doing a quick review. Turn around. Maaser Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya shayim el agavi ma'ala barabayit v'ro ben zoma v'lo amad milfanav. Omar lo me'ayin el ayin ben zoma. Omar it's okay. Forget it. Acher, when it was kates, it's been a tiot. I love the katuv omer, al titen et picha lachatiyat besarecha. Ma'i, chazam matat, nityayv le'rushut, and make a nukta v'scharvat of Yisrael. Omer, demir de l'malo lo havi lo yeshiva, lo tacharut, lo oref, lo yipui, shema chas v'shalom, shtei v'shiyodei, nafku ala matat, v'kiyo shite pus v'nura. Omeru lei, ma'i taimak yichazite, lo kamta mikamei, יתייב להם רשות אלו מלכה כזה חוות על יחד, יוצא לבת קברה משובו בונים שובו מחוץ מיחד. אמנו, לא, ויצרי ראו גברה מהו אלמה. I might as well go out and listen to the אלמה. נופק אך לתרבות רעה, נופק אשכח זינה, תבוא, אמנו, למה לישה בן אבוי יד? או כפול לו ממישהו בשבת ויעיד לו. אמנו, אבי זיץ אחר הוא. שואל אחר, זה רבי מאיר, לאחר שיוצא לתרבות רעה, אמנו, מה יכתיב גם את זה לעומת זה עשר אלוהים? אמר לו, כל מה שברא, הקדוש ברוך הוא ברא כנגדו, ברא ערים, ברא גבעות, ברא ימים, ברא נערות. אמר לו, well, רבי עקיבא רבך לא אמר כך, אלא ברא צדיקים, ברא רשעים, ברא גן עדן, ברא גיהנום. כל אחד ואחד יש לו שני חלקים, אחד בגן עדן, אחד בגיהנום. זכר צדיק, נטל חלק וחיל כביר בגן עדן, נטחה יבשה, נטל חלק וחיל כביר בגן עדן. אומרים בשער שמייקרוק, רבי צדיק, אם כתיב לכם בארצה משנה ירושה, ובשם כתיב, ומשנה שברון שברה. שואל אחרס, רבי מאיר לאחרס, יצא לתרבות רע, מה כתיב לו ירחן עזב וזכוכית ותמורתו כלי פז. אומר לו, אלו דברי תורה שקשים לקנותם ככלי זהב וכלי פז, and nonetheless, no can love them ככלי זכוכית. אומר לו, well, that's not the way רבי עקיבא רב חסד, אלא מה כלי זהב וכלי זכוכית, אף על פי שנשברו, יש להם תקנה, אף תלמיד חכם, אף על פי שסרח, יש לו תקנה. הוא אמר לו, זה עובדת קייס, אף אתה חזור בך. הוא אמר לו, לא, כבר שמעתי מאחורי הפרגוד, שובו בו נמשובבים, חוץ מאחר. תנו רבו נמעשה באחר, שהיה רוכב על הסוס בשבת, והוא ירבי מאיר, מה לך אחר ללמוד תורה מפיו? הוא אמר לו, מאיר, חזור לאחריך, שכבר שיערתי בקווי סוסי, עד כאן תחום שבת, אמרו, ואתה חזור בך. אמרו, לא יבוא לו, כבר אמרתי לך, כבר שמעתי מאחורי הפרגוד, שוב ובוא נבשר ונים חוץ מאחר. תקה אלה במדרש, אמרו לו, ינוקה, צורך לפסוקך. אמרו לו, אין שלום, אמר השם, אלו, וכניש תחריטי. אמר לי ינוקה, פסוק לפסוקך. הוא אמר לו, אם תחפשי בניתם ותביא לך בורית, נחתם אבנך לפנייך. אחד אבי כניש תחבית. אומר לי ינוקה, פסוק לפסוקך, אמר לי, ואת שדוד, מה תזיק איתם שישני כי תעדי עדי זהב, כי תגריב הפופיניים, לשב כי תיאפי. אבל אבי כניש תחבית, אני יותר סבי כניש, כולו פסק כי תיאגן. בס, הוא אמר לי, פסוק לפסוקך, אמר לי, ולא רשע, אמר לי, מה לך לספר חוקי? הוא ינוקה, וגם גם בראשון, השתמע כמה לאומר לי ולאישה לאלישה אמר לי מה לך לספר חוקי זה איקה לאמרי סכינה בבדי וקרה בשעת תפס בקרישתי ואיקה לאמרי אומר אי הווי ביות סכינה אבל קראנה לי anyway, כי נאו ודעת שלי אחר אמרי לא מיידן לדעני ולא למדעתי לייתי לא מיידן לדעני בשום דעסק בירייס לא למדעתי לייתי בשום דחותה אמר רבי בי מוטב דלי, דייני ולסי לי עמד יוסי. מתי עמוד ואלה עשן מקברו? אמר רבי יוחן, רצון נקינוך נפשת בנהיר, אין די צולקות מקברי אח. אמר רבי יוחן, מה? סטף, קוראת הלמיק לרבי. חד אבי בנהיר ולא מצינן לעצוי, אינקתי דיד מן מרמי לימון, אה? ומתי עמוד ועשן מקברו? נפשת יוחן, אין די פוסקות מקברי אח. פותח עלי הוא סבדנה, וואו, אפילו שומר הפתח לא עמד לפניך רבינו. פיתו שלך, ראתי לקיים את הרבי. אומר לי, רבי, פרנסני, אומר לה, בית מיה. אומר לה, פיתו שלך רן. אומר לה, דיין, יש מזער בו? לא כתיב לו נין לו, ולא נכה בים לו, ואין שריד במגורם. אומר לה, רבי, זכור לתורתו, תזכור מעשיו, מיד יודע איש, בשיח שכה ספסלו של רבי. בוכה ויום הרבי, מה למתגנין בכך, למשתפכים בעל אחת כמה וכמה. ורבי מאיר, איך היא אומר, ביפור מדי אחר, אומר רבא ברבחון, אומר רבי יוחנן, מה ילך דיב כי שפתי כהן ישמור דאז בתור הלבקשו מפיו כמלך השם צפקותו? אם דומה הרב למלך השם צפקות יבקשו תורה מפיו, ואם לבה יבקשו תורה מפיו? אומר שלוקיש, רבי מאיר, קרוא מצא, אשכח ודורש, הטוז לך ושמע דיבי חכמים, בת מבחה, פשוט הדעתי, לא, תנסה לדעתה, דעתי. רב חנין אומר מיוב, השני בת וראי ואת יזנת ושכחי עמך ובית אביב. כאשר קרוא ידודים, לא קשר בגודל ובקוטר. כי עושר דימי אומר אמרי, במה רובה? רבי מאיר אוכל תחלו ושאל השיך לו לברום. דורש רובה מייד אצלי ולגינת הגוז ירדתי לראות בידי הנוחה. לא מנים שהוא תמיד לך כל מילי הגוז. אמר לך, מה הגוז זה? אבל בשביל לוחלק פתית וצועה. אין מה שבתוכו נמאס, אף תמיד חכם, אף פי שסורך, אין תורתו נמאסת. אשכי רבא בשביל היום, אלא מה קובע לקדוש ברוך הוא? אמר לי, כמה שמייץ מפום לכולו רבונם, ומפום אין רבי מאיר לא כמה. אמר לי, אמאי, משום בגמר שמייץ מפום לי אחר. אמר לי, לפחות סבר בבדה, רבי מאיר לימון מצא. תוכו אכל כפתו זרק. אמר לי, אה, אשתק, אמר, מאיר בני אומר, בזמן שאדם מצטער שכינה מעלה של המרס, קלני מראשי, קלני מזרועי. אף כך, אם כך, הקדוש ברוך הוא מצטער על דומת של רשעים שנשפך, כבר חומר על דומת של צדיקים שנשפך. אשכחי שמואל רביל אותו לביברי לדעש מקבוכים. אמר לי, שינן המקו בחית, אמר לי, מזוטו מי לציבור רבונן, היי סופר, היי שוטל, היי סופר את המגדלים, היי סופר מינים שהיי סופר גלויס שפטר, היי שוטל שרקשקים קלם וחמורים שפטר. היי סופר את המגדלים שישנים שלוש מייס הלוחס במגדל פרח באגר, ואומר רבמי, קלט מי הבוי, בואו דוד והכיתוב במגדל פרח באגר. אין לנו לסטרון שלוש מלוחים וארבעה ידיוטות, אין להם חלק לא מבא, סענן, מה תאבי עליו? אומר לי, שינה נא, it's no question, דינה הייתה בליבה. אחר מי, זר מיווני לא פסק מפומי, אמר לו, בבקשה שהיום עם בית המדרש, ארבע ספרי מינים נושרים מחיקו. שאו נימוס הגרגיס ומר כל אמר דנוכס ליאור הסבים. אומר, כל מה דמי נוקי הגבים איזו? כל לא אוהב נוקי הגבים איזו? לא סבים.